is a biggie on Monday Night Football.
Let's get up, these guys, and shut them up.
Ham up again to Foster to the left, but this time he is going to be ripped down.
Nice shot. That's the way to play with power right there.
Here's the rush. They get to him, and they're going to sack him. They have some fake by Grady. Has good protection. Shoots it long and deep, wide open. Touchdown. Oh, man. Snap the shot. Here comes the kitchen sink. He gets rid of it, and it's well incomplete. Shoots it long and deep, and it is caught. And Dante Stallworth. Touchdown! The Patriots will win it going away by a score of 42-14.
I think anytime you play a team more than once in a year, you can't expect the game to go like it did the first time, however it went, good, bad, or indifferent.
Quiet Gillette Stadium, but in less than 48 hours, nearly 70,000 strong will be on hand for the final game of the NFL's divisional round playoffs between the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots. Welcome inside the CBS Scene Restaurant and Bars. We've come to you live with this special playoff edition of Patriots All Access. I'm Steve Burton, and we are certainly glad to have you along with us. We'll preview Sunday's game from every possible angle. We'll have some special guests as well, as along with our panel of experts that will break down the game as well. As we begin, let's take a look at the Patriots. As Brian Lowe tells us, even though the Pats had the last couple weeks off, that time off was very beneficial.
They may not have had a game last weekend, but it was a working weekend for the Patriots coaching staff.
There's definitely some areas that we need to improve on, so I put some themes together for the players to look at and areas that we can improve on moving forward into the postseason.
And by last Saturday night, their opponent for the divisional round of the playoffs was officially known. The Houston Texans, who the Pats handily defeated in a Monday night contest less than 5 weeks ago.
We know a hungry Texan team is going to come in here ready to play. You know, I'm sure those guys have been talking all week about, you know, how they want to play this game. And we know the last game could have been a lot closer than what it was.
The Pats theme this week has been that each game has its own identity. There are striking similarities to 2 seasons ago when, in December, also on a Monday night, the Patriots destroyed the New York Jets.
Ready, play action, left side, touchdown, Aaron Hernandez.
Fast forward to the second round of that year's playoffs, and the Jets prevailed in the rematch. The lesson, what happened in the past is virtually meaningless when it comes to preparation for this Sunday.
Beat the hell out of the Jets and then come back and lose to them. And then last year we beat Denver and they come here and we beat the hell out of them. So it can go either way. It's just what you do on that Sunday.
You got to win a lot of games and put a lot of practice in, a lot of preparation to get to this point. So it's as exciting as there is. You know, this is why we work hard. This is why we put the time in, and you know, so we can be at our best.
Brady is climbing up the list of NFL playoff records in numerous statistical categories. But the stat that means the most to him is wins. If Brady leads the Pats to a victory over the Texans here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, it will be his 17th victory in the postseason, which would make him the all-time winningest starting quarterback in NFL postseason history. For Patriots All Access, I'm Brian Lowe.
All right, B-Low, thank you very much. Well, the guy sitting next to me really doesn't need any introduction. He is the face of CBS Sports. Jim Nance will be calling the game on Sunday. And
how are you, my friend? Good to see you, Steve.
Very good, my friend. And what do you think the mood of this Patriots football team is going to be like? You know this team inside and out. You've called them for so many years.
Do you know this is our 61st Patriot game? We've been assigned in 9 years. So Phil Simms and I know this team quite well. I think the mood is in a very good spot right now for the Patriots. They're healthy. There are no big overriding issues, right. No patchwork unit like we've seen in the years past, and I think they're ready to make a great run.
You were in Houston earlier in the week. You have a hospital down there named after your dad, and that's pretty special, right?
Well,
there.
The Nance National Alzheimer's Center, where we're trying to conduct breaking research to really try to ultimately find a cure for this insidious disease that claimed my father's life, and with all these concussion-related issues that are now, these head trauma issues like the Junior Seau stuff that came out, we're really right on the front lines of that.
You had a chance to be with the Houston Oil, the owner of the Houston Texans.
I saw Mr. McNair this week.
What do you think how high do you think his confidence is in the confidence of that football team after they got beat up just a couple weeks ago?
First thing he always wants me to know is he has great regard for Mr. Kraft, because Mr. Kraft, along with Jerry Richardson, the Carolina owner, were the two that picked Bob McNair to be the last expansion team into the league. So, in Houston, they're really nervous about this game because of the game 5 weeks ago, 42-14. So all you hear about down there is doom and gloom. However, there have been some things that have trickled back down there that they're trying to put up on the board, like two buys for the Patriots to get all the way to the AFC Championship game. So I don't know how much that bulletin board material helps out, but this Houston team maybe got a little confidence back last week against Cincinnati, and they know they have to establish early in this game kind of their game plan, play their brand of football to have a chance.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Crystal ball, quick prediction. What do you got?
Oh, no.
Yes,
I can't predict the game that I'm calling. I've got to play it right down the middle.
Sucks the safe way out.
I have vacillated. I was with Baltimore and Indianapolis last week, and I thought coming out of there, Baltimore would make a serious run. I've kind of switched in the last day. I do think that the winner of this game here will be going to Denver. I think the Broncos will win. And I like Atlanta over Seattle.
Really? All right.
Now, it was only 4-0 last week. Okay, so we'll see.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck calling the game on
Appreciate
Sunday.
It. Look forward to it. Good to be back.
Thank you very much. Jim Nance, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. We're coming to you live from CBS Scene.
Coming up on All Access.
We visit with head coach Bill Belichick.
Everything's at stake here. There's nothing about next week or nothing to save it for.
And later, we sit down with the Patriots running backs.
We're the most unselfish group that you've ever seen. And I mean, honestly, we do not care.
And you're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Let's go, no huddle. Team offense, no huddle. All right, let's go. Good communication here. Good communication. Jermaine, patience. Patience. If you go too fast, then they just switch everything off. Give them a chance to come down, and then you'll have a shorter corner to hit. Let's get some pressure on these guys this series now.
Back to throw. Steps, fires to the left. Intercepted.
Go!
Sideline.
Go!
45, 50. He's at the 30. He's going to go all the way.
Well, that's just some awesome stuff. A little taste of the mic'd up stuff from throughout the year. Welcome back to a special live edition of Patriots All Access, everyone, coming to you live from CBS Scene. You know, Bill Belichick will be coaching in his 45th playoff game of his Hall of Fame career. He's been coaching for 38 years. He sat down with Scott Zolak for his weekly chat and talked about the challenge of facing the Houston Texans again.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, let's go back to last Saturday. I don't want to say, hey, good news, but all of a sudden Houston plays in the first game. They beat Cincinnati, and right away you got to start preparing on them. So you kind of got a jump start for a day, fair to say?
Absolutely, right. By Saturday night, we were on to Houston, and Sunday we had a full day in terms of preparation, game planning, getting our scout report and film materials together for the players and all that. So we had an extra day to do that.
Fair to say for them, though, with Arian Foster, pretty much their whole offense, it starts with him, and then everything else is based off it.
I think it does, but they're very well balanced. They throw the ball well. They throw it to their receivers, of course, Andre Johnson. They have a good receiving core. Their tight ends, that's a good group, too. And they also throw it to their backs. And I think they complement their running game with their play-action game and drop-back game. They do a good job of controlling the ball like they did against Cincinnati. They have almost 40 minutes time of possession. So they can control the ball, make first down, stay on the field. There's a reason why they're where they are at this time of the year, because they're a good football team.
Sure, teams don't win 12 games by accident. 2010 has been brought up to you this week, and I know you addressed it. You said, going back to the Jets game, you beat them 45-3. The divisional round, you do lose to them. And you said there is a lesson to be learned there. What is that lesson that maybe you told your team this past week?
Well, I think anytime you play a team more than once in a year, you can't expect the game to go like it did the first time, however it went, good, bad, or indifferent. And it has, each game has its own... it's its own story, the chapters and the story, and a lot of times the ending is different. And so I think that's the way it is in the National Football League. It's a very competitive league, and it's just doesn't go the same way very often.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @Alyssa. She wants to know, how do you prepare differently in the playoffs than you do in the regular season when you do your game plans?
Well, I think that fundamentally it's the same. I think the one thing in the playoffs you take a little bit closer look at is just it's a one-game season, and is everything on this play exactly the way you want to run it? Is there anything that we want to change or do a little bit differently? Because this might be our last chance to run it if we don't get it right. So whether it's a personnel thing, a split, a technique, if there's any, you just want to go through it one more time with a real fine-tooth comb and make sure that everything you call, everything you run, you feel like this is the absolute best thing we can do against this team or in this situation, because everything's at stake here. There's nothing about next week or nothing to save it for. You want to put your best out on the field this week, and I think you just go through it a little bit more thoroughly.
All right, good stuff, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question like Alyssa did, you have to follow us on Twitter @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bellastrader, got the Texans again. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll see it all. Offense, defense, special teams.
And joining me now is Scott Zolak. And let me ask you this. Belichick was adamant when you brought up the question about back in 2010, Patriots beat the Jets during the regular season, lost them in the playoffs. You think they got the message this year?
Well, I think the first Houston game really doesn't matter. It's not going to matter what happens Sunday. When that ball's kicked off at 4:30, what happened in the first Houston game, that's out the window. 2010 is so long ago. You look at the running backs. Benny just finally starting. Woodhead got here.
Right.
The tight ends were rookies. That first Houston game this year, you didn't have Gronk. My big question going into this, how is Wade Phillips going to adjust against Gronkowski? And Belichick said this week, you dig a foxhole, you don't sit in it, you go out and you attack, that's how you win a war. They're going to come out, no huddle, fast pace, fast break. Take it to them.
The Patriots put that game behind them. They don't remember the score. Has Houston done that? Or do they come in?
It's interesting. You look at that team 2 years ago.
Yep.
Right now, we can look at it and say they were in rebuilding mode.
Right.
Well, we didn't want to know that, but we wanted them to go to Super Bowl. I think they're loaded this year, Steve.
All right, Zoe. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Zoe and the coach will be back with the Bellastrader a little later on in the show. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more of Patriots All Access coming to you live from CBS Scene. Stay with us.
Patriots All Access is brought to you live from CBS Scene Restaurant and Bar at Patriot Place. If the game is on, it's on at CBS Scene.
Snap, ball down, kick is up.
Patriots!
Well, who can ever forget the snowball? That was one of the greatest games in Patriots history. What a game that was. Welcome back to the special live edition of Patriots All Access. We're coming to you live from CBS Scene Restaurant and Bar. You know, and his third linebacker, Brandon Spikes, well, he has become an emotional leader on the Patriots defense, and he'll be called upon to slow down that Texas running game. Earlier this week, I had a chance to talk with Spikes, and I found out that he's a different player outside of his uniform.
Well, Brandon, you guys embarrassed Houston the last time you played him. What are you expecting this time around? Because you know they're probably going to come in here with a chip on their shoulder, right? Oh,
absolutely. I wouldn't expect anything less. You know, I think that last game we came out and executed our whole game plan, and that's the whole thing. I think we have a good week of practice, you know, prepare well, do whatever we can, and hopefully we can keep that edge also.
Now, you guys have been, and you have been in this situation before, where back in 2010, you beat the Jets during the regular season, and then you get a chance to play them again in the playoffs, and that didn't go so well. This time around, what have you learned back in 2010 that you get a chance to play this team again?
Well, at that time, I think we had a lot of, you know, young players, a lot of guys who was, you know, immature, and you know, we felt like we got complacent. And, like, when we got that big win, and the next couple of weeks we had to face them again, I just feel like we underestimated, and we definitely don't want to do that again. We want to take everybody serious, and you know how it is. You play for New England, you got that bullseye on you, and I love it that way. You know, the pressure's on. I wouldn't have it no other way, and I like that. And I think our defense embraces that, and they just want to come out and get it done.
You're the type of player that plays with a lot of emotion. I mean, you hit people, you lay people out.
Yeah.
What drives you? How do you play off that emotion? Does that emotion help you?
I think it's just something that just comes natural. I've always been like that, and that's all I know. You know, to be a linebacker, I think you just got to impose your will on people. And it's just, you know, the energy, it goes through the whole defense. And you can see it, you know, guys having fun. And my main thing is the love of the game. You know, the game, I feel like it done so much for me. It saved my life, honestly. And I got to give it back. I got to just go out there and leave it all out there. And I guess you can see it. A lot of people see it. And it makes my day when, you know, an older woman, an older guy come up to me. They don't know too much about the game. And be like, you look like you love what you're doing. Like, yeah, it's fun. So I got a kick out of that.
You having fun?
I'm living a dream, man. Oh, yeah. Living a dream.
And good luck on Sunday.
Thanks a lot.
Don't break my hand.
Brandon Spikes will light you up. Another defensive player who had a monster night back in week 14 was Vince Wilfork in our turf segment. Scott Zolak and Christian Foyer talk about how Houston is going to have to deal with Vince.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. Balmy 55 degrees in New England.
Dang it!
On a bye weekend, man.
I know,
but
right?
But the playoffs are here, divisional round. Okay. Texans. What makes the Texans run go?
Foster.
It's the stretch run play.
And more importantly, Foster, you know how patient he is. So this is what happened last time, okay? So there's all about the zone blocking scheme. And this is the zone blocking scheme, obviously. All the linemen working in unison, same angles, same technique, stepping and going to a spot, not taking a man. So if this is the guy that shows up, he takes him. But he doesn't try and hook him, doesn't try and stretch him, just tries to put a man on, which gives Foster three different holes to run through. And what happened last time
was Vince Wilfork blew it up. You know, they couldn't get Vince. You know,
they pushed him back, and it collapsed the hole, made Foster make his decision quicker than he wanted to, and he had to go upfield, and that's why they made their plays.
So the big thing they can do is block down and double-team Vince Wilfork. So say the guard comes down, you guys neutralize me. Okay, where's it go to next? It goes to right here, number 55. How's he moving laterally? Can he read? Okay, Christian, you keep coming this way. You know, it could be the guard, it could be a tackle, it could be a tight end. How does Spikes, how does Mayo do forcing Foster to the outside with good runs?
The key is that if you're going to block Vince with the Houston Texans are probably looking at, you have to angle block him. He's too big to man up.
Divisional round, that's it, man. It doesn't turn from here.
Coming up on All Access.
We travel to Houston to get the Texans' side of the story.
We need to play our game, and we need to be who we are.
But first, meet the Patriots running backs.
I'm the same guy that I've been, you know, since I was a rookie.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Takes the snap on third and six. Time fires down the middle. Open. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots. To Bethel Johnson.
So we've come down to this. The Patriots defense has to make one more play.
Takes the snap. Back to throw the blitz. He lets it go. And it is incomplete. Incomplete. The ball was knocked out of the hands of Drew Bennett. And the Patriots will advance to the AFC Championship game with 1:30.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
You know, that divisional round game against Tennessee was 9 years ago, and it certainly was one of the coldest in memory. Quite a contrast to what is predicted on Sunday when temperatures might be approaching 60 degrees. You know, when people talk about the high-powered Patriots offense, they talk about Tom Brady, and rightfully so, and the weapons that he has, his tight ends, his receivers. But Jackie Britton introduces us to a group on offense that is making quite a name for themselves.
Handoff, Woodhead left. Touchdown! It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown, Shane Vereen. Oh, what a run by Stephen Ridley. Wow.
I think it's a special group we have here, starting with the old guy in the room with Woody. But, you know, that's the guy that we both, I think, met when we first got here. I had seen his SportsCenter interview in junior. I don't know if it was junior high or high school. I saw a SportsCenter interview, and then lo and behold, I'm up here with Danny Woodhead. So he's not too old saying that we have, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world on our team. But he's up there. He's doing it, though.
What did you think of that SportsCenter interview when you saw it?
You really want the honest answer?
I do.
That's one bad, I can't say, white dude to be playing running back.
Credit.
To be a running back. Okay, I mean, Danny gets it done.
Do you see yourself as a leader at all for the running backs?
I don't know. These guys are saints. I'm the same guy that I've been, you know, since I was a rookie. And if it's kind of turned into some leadership, you know, that's for them to,
listen,
you know, make the judgment call. I'm out there. I'm working hard, and I'm gonna, you know, if someone asks me a question, I'm gonna answer it for them.
She asked you, and you didn't answer it. He's avoiding the questions. Woody is productive, man. Woody is the man. Woody has been here. Woody is balling out of control right now. I will say that.
When you come into an offense like this, where they expect a lot out of you, I mean, you come in and you don't know your right from your left because they just have you so mixed up in everything and everything that goes on. So you just go to Woody, you're just like, okay, what do I have on this? He'll be like, this is all you got, boom, boom, tell you what you got, and he calms you down.
What's something that the fans can't see on the field about you guys as a group that maybe that people don't know about you?
I will say, as a room.
Yeah, this is your chance to kind of tattletale a little bit on your teammates.
Just being honest, we're the most unselfish group that you've ever seen. I mean, honestly, we do not care. Like, I think you really, people don't realize that we stick together. We don't care who's getting the call, who's making the play. I mean, we celebrate together with everything that we do. We're down together. And not just one of us needs to be the guy. Nobody wants to be the guy in this room. Do we want to get it done as a unit? Yeah, and we're going to strive hard on that. And I think that's the best way for us to be, and how we're going to do, you know, do work in the future is together.
Starts on the hour. Nice job. Just play the game. You got to be ready to help him. Nice job, all the way.
What's your relationship like with your running back coach?
He's probably one of the main reasons why, you know, our room is, you know, the family atmosphere, and you know, that's one of the great things about Coach.
I mean, I've learned a lot since I've been here, and most of it is because of Coach Fears. And he expects us to play at a certain level. And when we don't play at that high level, I mean, he's going to let us know about it. I honestly wouldn't want it any other way, and I don't think anybody else would.
You know, he really does look after us. What, when we take the field, what does he say?
We take it for him.
We take it for him. We take it with him. And he lives through us. Everything that we do, you know, when we fumble or we score, you know, he's with the ups, he's with the downs, too. He's an awesome guy. He's caring and, you know, somebody that we enjoy working for and playing for.
Who are you guys as a running back group or individually?
I'd say we're talented. I mean, each one of us has a specific, you know, skill set, and we play off each other well. I mean, Ridd does things that I can't do. Woody does things that me and Ridd can't do. But to a defense, I mean, that's kind of confusing. You know, which back is in the game? What are we going to get? And I think collectively it works really well.
When you think of the New England Patriots, you think Tom Brady, and it's awesome. I do, too. It's my cheat sheet in the backfield. I mean, he's that good, you know what I mean? So for us, they overlook the running back position. And I think for us all, we kind of play with a chip on our shoulder.
Collectively, all of us, everyone in our room, that you're gonna get everything out of us.
So that's who the Patriots are as a running back room, as a group, a family of hardworking young men that are going to get it done when you call our number. And it doesn't just have to be through the air.
Young
man, absolutely. Absolutely.
And back here at CBS Scene, joining us now is Christian Foyer, and I want to talk about one subject, ball security, because the Patriots fumbled a couple times against Houston last time out.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning of the game, Steven really fumbled the ball, and Aaron Hernandez had the mindset to be hustling and, you know, jump on it, because that could have been a big change of momentum play. And then also you had the Danny Woodhead fumble by J.J. Watt, stripping him on the screenplay. Brandon Lloyd ends up falling out of the points. It doesn't happen, but in a game like this, you know, big plays make the difference.
Sure.
Impact plays. So this is a game where you have to be so careful with how you handle the football. You can't run around with it like that. And here's the problem that backs get into, right? They want to try and get more yards. They start fighting, and here comes the cavalry, right, the defense. One guy hits him, the other guy holds him up. One guy grabs his arm, and next thing you know, the ball's on the ground. It's a mad dash to try and jump on it. They need to be very careful. You don't want to lose yourself. You don't want to not be yourself, but you want to be aggressive. But just be careful with the football.
Hold on to the football.
Two hands would be fine.
There you go. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
Patriots All Access is brought to you live from CBS Scene Restaurant and Bar at Patriot Place. If the game is on, it's on at CBS Scene.
Welcome back to Foxborough, everyone. You know, we heard from the Patriots and got their thoughts on how this rematch might go. Early in the week, Dan Roach traveled deep into the heart of Texas to get the Texans' side of things.
The question hung over the Texans all week long as they prepped and practiced at their Reliance Stadium facility for Sunday's rematch with the Patriots. Does the 42-14 Pats pounding of the Texans on December 10th at Gillette Stadium mean anything when it comes kickoff time Sunday at 4:30 in Foxborough?
That game's gone. I mean, it seems like it was a couple of years ago, not a month ago. And we understand. We own it. We did not play good.
You can't dwell on the past. It happened. You know, it happened. You know, we know it happened. Everybody saw it. It was happening on a big stage. And, you know, we're not running away from it.
He has good protection. Shoots it long and deep, wide open. Touchdown!
In their meeting last month, Tom Brady dominated as he completed 21 of 35 passes for 296 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Heck of a player. Obviously, he has a great reputation in this league for a good reason. And we need to do us. We need to play our game, and we need to be who we are. And if the Bulls on Parade show up the way we know how to show up, we're going to have a lot of success.
A big key Sunday for the Texans is Arian Foster. Last week in their win over the Bengals, Foster rushed 32 times for 140 yards and a touchdown. However, when they faced the Pats, Foster was held to just 46 yards on 15 carries. And one of the big reasons why, according to the Texans, was Big Vince Wilfork.
He's definitely a load, and he's a savvy vet. He knows what he's doing. He can read the offense, what we're doing. So we're going to come out there and try to give him something he hasn't seen every time.
And finally, the Texans finished their regular season at 12-4 and won a playoff game last week. But they enter Sunday as big underdogs.
Right now, there's a whole lot of people telling us what we can't do. Well, I see a lot of guys in this locker room working hard to prove what we can do. And even if it's just us 53 in there believing in it, that's all it takes.
Now, Houston called their first meeting with the Patriots here at Gillette Stadium back in December their biggest game in franchise history. Well, how about this one? If they win, it would be their first ever road playoff victory and their first ever trip to the AFC Championship game. I would call that big. And by the way, I don't know what I did to not be invited inside the CBS scene here in this wonderful weather in Foxborough. All right, time now to learn some football. For that, we go to Scott Zolak and the head coach, Bill Belichick. Time for the Belistrator.
All right, Coach, first play right here looks like a special team set by the Colts, pump protection. Houston, what are we doing?
Well, Houston's in a return, and Brian Braman, number 50, is lined up down here on the defensive left. And he's going to come in and block this punt against Indianapolis. You know, this guy's a real good special teams player. He's kind of their leader on special teams, whether it's block kicks, kick coverage. He's a good blocker in the return units. And it's another big play here. He gets the block punt, recovery, and touchdown. And, you know, this is an area of the game that, as we know in the playoffs, one play can make a difference. And these are the kind of plays that we've got to play well, and Houston's very dangerous on.
Yeah, people look at rest during the bye, too, whether it's offense, defense, special team, guys that are core unit guys. Guys like Slater, they can use a week off, too. Yeah.
Well, it's always good to be fresh going into any game.
All right, here we go, goal line.
Goal line defense. You know, Colts shift over here and try to run the power play, overload and run the power play over here on this side. And this is, once again, J.J. Watt. This time he's lined up over here on the defensive right. Against Costanzo, comes inside, makes the play. They knock the ball off and recover a fumble there on the one-yard line. You can see Watt here not getting cut off on the backside. He slices inside. They're coming out linebackers up there filling in the inside gap, and just nowhere for the back to run, and the ball comes out. It's a big turnover.
That's big stuff. We've seen Wilfork affect the front, you know, of the five down for guys like you before, you know, with spikes coming up, you know, going up the Buffalo, forcing that hit before the half.
Absolutely. Last week's game against Cincinnati, this is a third down situation, third and about 10. They've got a little stunt here on, and a linebacker loops around. But I think if you just watch the front there, you can see how much movement they have up front with their guys stunting and, you know, linebackers wrapping around. They get a lot of pressure here. And then, of course, the coverage is, you know, in this case, it's a zone coverage, but they play a lot of man-to-man, but they get on those receivers pretty tight. We'll take a look at the same play from the end zone. You can really kind of appreciate how quickly all this happens. First of all, here's Watt lined up over here on the right side. And one of the things that they do defensively is they move these guys around a lot. They line them up differently. But then on the snap, you'll see Watt stunt all the way back here to the left side and actually ends up beating Cook, you know, to the left side of the defense, to the left side of the offense here in that center guard gap, just quite a ways away from where he initially lined up. So he's got good quickness, and everybody on the offensive line's got to be ready to block J.J. Watt. He'll end up on all of them sooner or later. And then, of course, offensively, you know, this is, as you mentioned, the running game is a key part of it. And then the play action comes off the, you know, off the runs. And here's a play action pass. This is Johnson down here at the bottom. And they fake the run in there to Tate. And you can see how that really sucks the linebackers in, especially on the backside here. And that creates a big void in the defense right over the middle. So when the linebacker steps up, there's the big opening. There's Johnson coming right into it. The Texans do a good job of marrying the two together. They make the runs and the passes look the same, so it's sort of hard to tell from back here, you know, whether it's one or the other. Of course, the guys up front have to play run, but as you said, for the linebackers in the secondary, trying to recognize that is, you know, it's tough for them. You can see how this is perfect. Gets caught way up in the line of scrimmage, and, you know, that's just a big hole there that Johnson comes into. Shaw puts the ball right on the money, and, you know, it's a big gain. So Their run and play action game on early downs is, it's a good offense that has explosive big plays, but also they can control the ball and keep it away from you.
All right, home divisional game, 4:30. Place should be rocking. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, Coach.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Not to have a chip on his shoulder, to be honest with you. Even when we were in college and we would go one-on-ones all during training camp and things like that, he always had that chip. He was a two-star or a three-star. Then he doesn't get drafted in the NFL. He always has a chip. He has multiple chips on his shoulder. And I think that's what drives him, and that's what makes him play well. And as he goes, so does the Texans.
We'll hear more from Patriots captain Gerard Mayo on a special one-hour edition of Patriots Game Day Sunday morning at 11:30. Pats and Texans kick off their AFC divisional battle at 4:30, and we'll bring you all the reaction live on the fifth quarter post-game show as soon as the game is over on MyTV 38. Well, time now for our roundtable discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Simple question. How does Houston win this game?
Well, I think they have to be a little bit less aggressive defensively, Steve. Wade Phillips is a guy that likes to blitz, and he kind of does what he does. He's a very aggressive defensive coordinator. But I think we saw the last time that these teams met, that's not the way to go after Tom Brady. I think he's too good. They need to dial it back a little bit defensively.
I'll go with the obvious, win the turnover battle. And also, I'll reflect back to Super Bowl 42. We saw what happened when the Patriots offensive line has its worst day. This is a Texans defensive line that's pretty good. Uh-huh. If they can control the line of scrimmage and get to Brady with the standard four rushers, they'll have a chance.
The role of Arian Foster, 15 carries, 46 yards the last time out.
Well, clearly they have to get to keep the score better in line than they did the last time. It was 21-0 right away. That virtually took him out of the game.
Yep.
They need to keep the game closer. They need to keep playing it on their terms. And then Foster can be Foster because he's really a terrific back. And even, in such a limited role, you saw him do some damage early on. But if the score gets out of whack, Steve, they can't keep going to Foster.
This offense runs through Arian Foster because not just how he runs the ball, but how it sets up play action. He
Absolutely.
Had 19 total touches in the game against the Patriots, had 40 against the Bengals last week. That number's got to be up in the 30s for the Texans to have a chance.
All right, I'm not here to be Nancy Negative, but I do want to bring up Tom Brady for a second. 2-2 in his last four
Pretty
playoff
negative.
Games
oh,
at Gillette Stadium.
2-2.
You know what? He always basically comes through in the clutch, but you surprised the playoff record at all?
Yeah, you know what? He hasn't played particularly well, and, it's really uncharacteristic to see him play, some subpar games at home, but when I go into any game, whether it's playoffs, preseason, or anything else, number 53 on my list of worries on that 53-man roster is Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I mean, the one thing that stands out to me is the turnovers. Okay, the games he's lost, specifically against the Jets, that screen pass turnover on the interception, turn that game
Huge.
Around, speaks to the importance of avoiding the critical mistake. But again, Brady versus Schaub, who are you going to take, guys? Always going to be Tom Brady.
And you know what? Forget about the two losses, because I said 2-2. There's two wins, and Brady normally comes through in the clutch.
Hasn't been all that bad. Look at the Denver game
right.
from last year.
Right. So there's no question that people are confident.
I don't worry about Tom Brady going into any game. Now, listen, Mike's right. He's had some bad games and some bad performances, bad plays within those games. But, again, I don't worry about Brady.
And you just got to protect him. If you protect him, he will shred you to pieces. All right, X factors. Each one has one. Start with you. What's your X factor?
Well, Mike brought up a point. Tom Brady or Matt Schaub, who would you rather have? Well, my X factor is Matt Schaub. And the reason is I think that the quarterback for the opposing team against New England has to come in with a mindset of putting up points. Throw the ball, get in the end zone. They haven't been able to do that. He has no touchdown passes his last three games. The Texans only have two touchdowns total in their last three games. You can't kick field goals to beat New England. That's on Matt Schaub's shoulders. He's the X factor in this game. If he does what Joe Flacco did last year, they'll have a chance.
Yeah, Paul picked an X factor for the Texans. I'll go for the Patriots.
Okay.
Steve, the two tight ends, Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, they signed both guys to contract extensions before the season. The idea to build their offense around them, they've only had them together for four games this season. They'll be together in this game. It changes the way they play offense. They'll be more dynamic. They're X factors.
Very quick predictions.
I like the Patriots in a similar game as the first one. Maybe not quite as lopsided, 34-20.
I think it's closer. Patriots 30-24. The Texans bring a better game this time around than they did on December 10th.
But they will move on probably to Denver.
That's what we think, Steve.
All right, guys. Thanks, Steve, very much. Well, that will do it for this week's special playoff edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese, Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton saying so long from CBS Scene, live down here in Foxville. Have a great night, everyone. See you later.